Thank you all very much for standing by today. All participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session, which will be at the end of the conference. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. If you have any objections to the recording, please disconnect. It's my pleasure to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Amy Fricke.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the monthly Technical Assistance conference call, and thank you for your attendance. We have with us today from the Collaborative, Ms. Aisa Bell and Callie Lacey, and from DMH, we have Leanne Reinert. Michelle, Leanne, are there any announcements to be made?
No, I don't have any, thank you.
Okay. Then, Michelle, we are ready to open up the line to questions, and if you would please let us know when there are no more questions in the queue.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star, then one on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your name. Please unmute your phone when doing so. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, please press star one to ask a question. Our first question comes from Jody Figueroa. Your line is open.
Hi, I need some clarification on the date services started area and the reauthorization process. Are they asking for the date of the actual service began or the admission date?
Are you talking about the therapy counseling and the new services?
Yeah, in the therapy counseling PSR CSG services, it has a section that asks
date service started.
If they began before July 1, is that the date you're looking for?
On that particular one, I think it's in the body of the review that you're trying to get the requested services mm-hmm. for. We just need to know when the services started. There will be a start date on another screen for when you want those services started. That should be another page. But at the top, are you talking about the blank space that says dates of services at the top of the review?
No, I'm talking about it'll ask when the original date of the service began. Like, when did therapy, PSR, CSG, the services begin?
Right.
Are they asking for prior to July 1st, 2011, when the reauthorization began? They want to know exactly when that service started. Am I correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. I needed clarification. I wasn't sure if that was
right. Yeah, it helps in determining what's going on with the client.
I just had one more question.
Uh-huh.
If you are asking for CSG services and PSR as a combination, do you have to submit two different requests?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to? We have a couple other questions. Do you want us to take a turn, or would you like to hear our questions first?
You can go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Leslie Bressner, and I'm sitting with Jody Figueroa. We had a question about for our folks who are living in a group home, but they come on site to receive PSR services. When we're doing the reauthorization, are we choosing our on-site address or are we choosing their home address in the group home?
The on-site address where they're receiving services.
Okay. Because on our screen, we've got about six different addresses listed, so we needed to know for sure.
Right.
And then is any of this work billable at all under any sort of case management type service when we go through and submit the reauthorization?
Nothing is billable to case management that is paperwork, processing of paperwork, but if you are discussing with the individual the types of services that are appropriate, discussing their individual treatment plan or linking them with entitlements or with services, then those would be billable as the Rule 132 service
sure.
you're providing.
Sure. Okay, thank you. I think that was it for us.
Once again, press star one to ask a question. Okay, At this time, I show no further questions.
Okay, we'll wait a few minutes.
We do have a question from Virginia Seaman. Your line is open.
Hi, I'm confused. Unfortunately, somebody came in and asked me a question just in the middle of the answer of the last question. We were previously told that we could bill case management for gathering up the information to do an authorization.
You can bill case management for services provided that meet the definition of case management. You cannot bill case management for entering something in on a computer or for filling out a form. But you can bill case management for services related to linking someone with entitlements. You need to refer to the Q&As in the Rule 132 questions if you need further clarification on that. But that's what I was responding to. It sounded to me like the question she was asking was, if she's sitting at a computer and sending information, can she bill for that?
Yeah, I understand gathering and consolidating the information so that you can access services is billable.
If you're linking someone with entitlements per the definitions in Rule 132.
Okay, thank you.
At the moment, we do not have any questions.
Okay, Michelle, we'll wait a few minutes to see if any final questions come through. Okay, Michelle, are there still no more questions in the queue?
There are no questions.
Okay, well, if there are no more questions in the queue, then that will conclude our call for the day. I would like to remind the audience that today's call audio will be posted under the Provider Resource heading on the Provider Information page of the Collaborative's website in MP3 format for download within 2 to 3 business days. Michelle, you can now push the speakers through to post-conference and disconnect the main line.
Thank you. One moment, please.